It just breaks your heart how a mother could do this to her own toddlers. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. I am Rayshawn Blyden. I have an earache. That's why you see something in my ear, just in case you were wondering what's that in his ear. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store. Go to politicalbombshow.com and get Hands Up Praise God t-shirt. Hands Up Praise God t-shirt. Politicalbombshow.com. Click on Political Bomb Show Store. And there you go. Heartbreaking story here. I don't understand how a mother can do this to their toddlers. I really don't. This is really sad stuff. Sad indeed. Atlanta mother accused of killing two toddlers' son in oven. I mean, that's sick. She's accused of killing her toddlers in the oven. So she... You know how evil and vicious that woman has to be, allegedly, if she did this? The babies were alive. She threw them in the oven and killed them. That's the, you know, the fire that those babies felt is going to be nothing compared to what you're going to feel burning in hell for what you did. It really isn't. She even refused to appear at the plea hearing. An Atlanta mother accused of killing two of her children by placing them in an oven chose not to appear before a judge on Friday morning. According to Fox Atlanta, this is last week Friday obviously, Lamora Williams' final plea hearing was scheduled for 9:30 a.m. Friday at the Fulton County Superior Court. The state's lawyer and Williams' attorneys reached an agreement to schedule her trial for an unspecified future date. As Crime Online previously reported, Williams is facing murder charges in connection with the death of 1-year-old Jakarta Penn and 2-year-old Keyante Penn. Police responded to Williams' Atlanta apartment in 2017 for an injured person call, where they found the boys dead with stove burns. According to the arrest warrant, Williams is accused of turning on the stove after she forced the toddlers into an oven. I'm trying so hard to remain calm. This evil, demonic woman forced her toddlers into an oven. And they don't know any better. They couldn't run away. They were helpless. Initially, Williams claimed that she left her boys with a caregiver. She told investigators that she returned and she found her children deceased and the caregiver missing, according to Fulton County Police spokesman. Authorities said that do not believe the children's mother left them with a caregiver. The children's mother advised she left the children with a caregiver around noon on Friday and returned around 11:30 p.m., finding the children deceased and the caregiver gone, a 2017 Fulton County Police statement read. A 911 call made by Williams revealed that she feared going to jail and asked the dispatcher for reassurance, emphasizing she didn't do anything. Can you please help me? This is what she said. like, can you please tell me, like, I don't want to get locked up because this is not my fault. I had just came sick home from work, she said. When I came in, the stove was laying on my son, on my youngest son's head, and my other son was laid out on the floor with his brains laid out on the floor. I don't know what to do. I just came from work. The prosecutors argued that Williams put the children in the oven herself before video chatting their father, Jamel Penn, and showing him the children lying deceased in the apartment. The father then contacted 911 as well. Williams' mother reportedly said that her daughter has a history of mental illness and may have snapped after her relationship with Penn ended. Along with murder charges, William is facing lying to police, concealing a death, and child cruelty. She remains behind bars without bail. So she deserved. I can't. This was bad. This is bad stuff. Mental illness. You could blame it on what you want. I say this is pure evil. Nothing more than pure evil. I can't. I don't know how else to put it. I really don't. That's all I got. Leave a like, share, and subscribe if you are on YouTube, Rumble, or Odyssey. And I'll see you in the next one.